Without question, and I would say without exception, the most intelligent people I've ever met abhorred politics. And the only reason an individual of very high intelligence would engage in politics as such would be to, well, disrupt politics. And also to achieve objectives that are not related to the political dialectic that these puppets sort of pantomime. The only people who engage in politics to affect a given outcome that's expressly related to the political process as such are, you know, what Lenin called useful idiots and, you know, just dimwits generally. Because to believe that a given thing can be accomplished through them is, well, a confession of their status that I just described. And I want to be polite. I don't want to do it over and over. But yet, highly intelligent people use politics in the same way that, well, the people who set up the political system use politics to different ends and for different purposes, but in the same way. I think you often, decent minds will develop a political perspective until they sort of figure these things out. But yeah, high IQs are users of politics. They're not used by politics. And I think that's, you know, a good sort of, I don't know, line of demarcation in humanity, that people who use politics and the people who are used by it. And so that's my take on it.